Something like that.
Something like that, kind of.
Well, no, the kind of something that, oh, it's shaped kind of like an umbrella that grows out in the woods after it's been a big rain where it's real damp.
Mushroom.
Yeah, now, there'd be some kinds of them that you couldn't eat. What would you call that?
I don't know, no. We never grew that yet.
You never grew any? Well, now, I'd always heard some of them were poison. Have you heard that?
They are.
What, did you have a different name for the poison kind?
Well, no, people that know them know the difference, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Now, if you had something stuck in your throat, you'd say you couldn't, if you had something stuck in your throat and you tried to go like this, you'd say, well, I got something stuck in my throat so I couldn't.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Couldn't swallow it.
Right, right, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, you're catching on this for good. Now, you were talking about the brand that you smoke of Camel.
Cigarette?
Yeah. Do you ever smoke anything else?
Yeah. I tried all of them about it. I started smoking Prince Silver way back young.
Uh-huh.
I smoked it till awful long ago. I went to the Taylor Maids.
Uh-huh.
And I got around to the filter. Kept Camels.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the mildest cigarette I can get a hold of. And the other day she made a mistake. I guess just picked them up herself and gathered up her groceries, and she got a pack of without the filter tips, and it's just strong. I couldn't smoke.
Oh, I know. It makes a lot of difference. What about the big brown things?
Cigars?
Yeah, did you ever smoke any of
those? They're too strong for me. I could never make them. I've tried it a few times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about if there was like an accident up the road, you know, like a bad car wreck or something, and you'd say, well, there wasn't any need to call the doctor because the person was already
dead.
Yeah, something like that. Now, talking about different kinds of wild things now there'd be a kind of a bird that a lot of times get in your barn that could see in the dark. They think it could see in the dark. What would that be? It would, it makes kind of scary, screechy noises a lot of times.
Well, I don't know about that, screech owl, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I guess. I believe that would be something like that. They'll
do that, and they'll also get the chicken roost if the chicken roost outside.
Oh.
And they'll kill them. The rascals can kill them.
Those screech owls can kill the chickens.
Yeah.
Like
they used to raise that in the edge of our yard. Our son would live right in the woods nearly anyhow.
Uh-huh.
But our chickens, we had them housed at that time. They'd give us no trouble, but I was killing the little things hollering.
Mm-hmm.
They made the funniest little noises.
Hmm. What other kinds of owls?
Well, we got the big hoot owl then. It says hoot, hoot, hoot.
Oh, yeah. And what about the kind of bird that would drill holes in the trees? You don't get a
That's a sap sucker. He digs in there and sucks that sap out of trees.
Oh.
That's what he lives on.
Oh, yeah.
And he digs them holes and rings around the trees.
Oh. Now, what about the thing has black and white stripes and it smells awful?
It's a
polecat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Polecat, that's what you're saying. Now, what other kinds of little animals might come bothering the chickens and all that kind of
thing? Weasel is the next worst thing.
Oh, that'd be the next one.
Yeah. And they're just about as bad as the little hoot owls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't do a thing in the world, but just get the chicken, bite it through the head and suck the blood out of it and go and leave the chicken lying there.
Mm.
Don't eat meat, they just eat the blood.
Mm.